This too will be relatively brief, so maybe it'll afford us a few more time for questions. And I'm going to talk to you about a conventional breeder seed increase we started a couple years ago. You might ask yourself, why are we doing this? Our growers, if most of you all know, but a few of you may not, our board of directors are growers at Cotton Incorporated. So they've expressed an interest in this, and also the breeders, the public breeders, have expressed interest in this as well. Also, in looking at data, thought we had good candidates to start for a seed increase program. By that I mean we had candidates that potentially have the potential for commercial release, and we had a suitable seed increase environment. As was mentioned, we're doing this in Arizona, so it's a dandy environment for seed production. And I'll briefly go through the process. The public breeders submit data to me, and I look through that data. Now, rightly or wrongly, I make the call on what goes in or what doesn't go in. I have seen lots of data that's been submitted that I've chosen not to to increase it further. So, and I'll go in, show you in a bit the entries that were chosen. We conduct adventitious presence testing for all commercial transgenes in cooperation with the major trait providers. And so that's all done. Roguing is performed in the various lines by the specific breeder. The breeder knows the material better than anyone else, so they make trips out to Maricopa to rogue it. And we also kind of piggyback on the purpose of this trial. We collect HVI and APHIS and actually spinning data as well, so we can learn a little bit more about the material. I mentioned the data. This is, I probably should have listed the data source, et cetera, but I just wanted to show you as a kind of an example of some of the material we looked at. This is a line from Dr. Borland. This is actually 2006 and 2007 data. You see the competitive yield. The focus of this has been competitive yield and superior fiber quality. And so I think the yield is quite competitive there. And if you look at the length, strength, and micronair, everything's in the direction it should be, and especially for length and strength, definitely in the direction we should be looking at. So that's typically the sort of data I'm looking at. I'm looking for the lines that, to me, that you say, wow, you know, that looks pretty material. The entries we chose for 2008, or I chose for 2008, included three from the University of Arkansas and two from Louisiana State. The three from the University of Arkansas, the first one is probably more adapted in the northern environments. It's the one the previous one I just showed data on. The second and third, we've had interest expressed from some Texas growers on these lines. They saw them, and that was part of the reason there. And then in terms of the Louisiana lines, they were very competitive for yield. The 17 is exceptional fiber quality, somewhat similar to what the first Arkansas line is. So it jumps off the page, and I'll show some data in just a moment. And so that's what we chose for 2008. It's a fairly modest program. I know from been in the seed business outside of cotton, but I know things change over time, so you always wonder about when you select things to start an increase, do they still perform? So Dr. Borland sent me some data, and what I've shown here is what he sent me for 2007 and 2008. And 2009, the not all the data is complete yet, but the trend is definitely in the right direction. If you look at the far right-hand side, this is this line compared to Delta Pine 393, and it's significantly better for yield in both 07 and 08. So that's what we're looking for. And obviously, I'm hoping the same thing holds up for 09. I'm only showing this one thing as an example. I'm not going to go through each of the varieties we're looking at. Another item we can do from the seed increase program is not only in generating that fiber, which I'll talk about in just a couple of slides, but we generate, obviously, seed, and some of that seed is used to plant as many plots as we can. Those are both large grower, I call them strip trials. There's also small plot trials, OVT, advanced terrain stress trials that everybody's familiar with. So these are some of the locations, additional locations we probably would not have been able to test at in 2009 as a result of the seed we grew in 2008. And again, this is all Arizona grown seed, but I'll note something specifically. If you look on your right-hand side, there's a lot of those little green thumbtacks or whatever they're called. For Western Tennessee, as you know, the University of Tennessee doesn't have a public breeding program. So anytime we can increase some conventionals in these areas, since they've shown some interest, we are delighted to do that from this program. And the next slide shows a preliminary analysis that I just got recently. It's a six location OVT that Dr. Main put together. I believe this is a 45 entry trial, and what's shown is the various commercial checks, which have done quite well, and the gen turnout. The fiber data is not yet available, but you'll see the line I previously mentioned from Dr. Borland. It's 12th in the trial, and I didn't have room to have a font size big enough that people could read the data. That wasn't the point. The point was this was the highest yielding conventional variety in the trial, in the ballpark for yield, and I expect, even though I don't know, the fiber quality is going to top the trial. But I should note there's also 33 other varieties below this one, so it's in respectable category. And this sort of thing may not have been able to be handled because it's tough to produce that high quality seed unless we had a program like this and to test it in an area where there's no public breeding program. Some of those large plot, you remember the slide had some yellow thumbtacks. Those are large plots. In Wharton County, they had severe drought this year, so the yields are reduced. And that's the data that was presented to me from the extension agent that was grew up. And all I want to do is show you that data, not pinpoint anything. What I've shown here is lint and pounds per acre, and I calculated a quality score. And these are either two reps of a strip trial or three reps of a strip trial, so it's not one strip through the field. So things are performing well. Obviously, the class of 09 from Delta Pines up there at the top for lint yield. Likewise, in Bisco, Arkansas, I was able to visit this location with Dr. Borland, and the day we visited, it was wet, and it got nothing but wetter as the season went along. But you can see two of the lines that he's developed up there at the top of the trial. Again, we don't have this is very, very preliminary data, but we're hoping to be able to introduce these to a grower base in this manner in addition to the small plot data. I mentioned in an earlier slide some spinning data that we're able to collect from this, so I'm going to mention that. The varieties we grew in 2008, we also grew a check, and so there's the varieties that some of the three of the five varieties we grew. What this is a 22 single ring spun yarn. That's what you get in this column here. This is a skein test, similar to what anybody would report for yarn quality. You want this number to be as high as possible. High numbers are good. These thins, thicks, and neps are also yard spinning performance parameters. You want these to be as low as possible. So what I've shown here is the three, the one from the University of Arkansas and the two from Louisiana. You notice the skein is about 25% improved over the 393. Again, these are all planted, gen, handled field husbandry the same, genned at the same, on the same gen and all. And so I think these are apples to apples comparison. And in the skein test, we've definitely made some improvements. Thin places are going in the direction you want. You want this number to be low. Thicks and neps, sometimes you see the trend you want, sometimes you don't. These are the two. These are the two traits I find to be the hardest to quite get a understanding about in terms of where they're going to end up. In addition to 22 singles, we spun 30s, which is a more discriminating test. It's a finer yarn, so because you have finer yarn, you expect the some of the traits to go lower in terms of skein test. You expect this to be a little bit lower, and you expect these to go up because it's a higher quality yarn. So again, we spun 30s. Again, you have significant improvement in these two. This one, improvement, but not quite as much as you saw for the 22s. And then thins generally fail, except for this one. I don't have any good explanation for that. Sometimes it's just a little bit difficult to understand exactly what's going on. But this is the sort of data we can collect, and we plan on collecting from what we grew in 2009 as well. Again, in summary, this is the entries we grew in 2008. These are the entries we grew in 2009. There's two from the University of Georgia, one from Texas A&M, and again, two from University of Arkansas. If you're curious to know about tying this in back with the RBTN, I used the RBTN data to select, and I highlighted this one entry in yellow. Reason I like it, it's a good competitive yield, but if you look over here, upper half mean, significantly better than others, and then you have that affects that quality score. But that's the sort of data sets I like to look at that are, I call them, at least for quality here, it's a no-brainer. And I want to thank Dr. Subramani. He's on the faculty at University of Arizona and helps me with this program. And I've listed the four breeders that in 2008 and in 2009 I've selected their lines to include here: Dr. Borland, Myers, Chi, and Smith. So I can entertain any questions. With the RBTN, we're going to have access to that, and it's going to be made online. We're in the process of finalizing who that will be made available to. So the answer is yes, with a star next to it. That was ginned, and they have a small gin. Let me think back. This is 08. That was ginned at UGA's microgin. All of them shipped at the same time, gin at the same time, and all. Any other questions?
There's no more questions. Let's thank Don again.
Thank you.